a few minutes a night to set up the coffee pot, lay out an outfit, remember to set two alarms. That will help you to start a beautiful day.嗨，亲爱的朋友你好，欢迎收听英语美文朗读，我是你的朋友孟非 Phoenix。 今天与你分享的美文叫做三件小事让你做个晨行人。In year past, you couldn't talk to me before 10 o'clock in the morning, much less accept me to get anything useful done. And the weekends? Forget it. If the time had a.m. attached to the end of it, you'd better believe I was face down in a pillow. Nowadays, however, despite my best efforts, I cannot sleep past 8. I'm mentally forming my to-do list before I even open my eyes.I find that my best writing is done within the first few hours after I wake up, and my go-getter mentality has dimmed into a quieter energy come late afternoon. So what's my secret? Number one, for starters, nighttime prep is half the battle. A few minutes at night to set up the coffee pot, lay out an outfit, and get your lunch together for the following day,can be a godsend come sun up. Number two, set two alarms. The first one is gentle, within reach and set for 5 minutes before you really need it. This soothing sound will slowly wake you up. The second one should be louder, placed across the room and set for the time you actually need to get up. Number three, do something that is genuinelyauthentically you. Give yourself a little me time before the hustle begins. Enjoy your coffee slowly. Take a walk or do 10 minutes of yoga. If you walk out to the door with peace in your heart, you carry it with you throughout the day. If you generally thrive in the evening hours, don't push yourself too hard to go against nature.Lean into your afternoon energy, but use these tips to help you embrace those tough mornings with a bit more grace. In time, you might find yourself transition into a morning person after all.
你现在收听的是英语美文朗读。如果节目带给了你片刻宁静与温暖，欢迎你分享给更多的朋友。让我们一起来发现英语的别样魅力，同时也欢迎你在喜马拉雅 FM 搜索关注英语美文朗读，来和我一起邂逅更多暖声英语美文。我是孟非 Phoenix， 感谢你的收听。 Thanks for your listening and see you next time.